Far away in China, there was a village. And in this village, there was no water. The people in the village had to walk 5 miles to the nearest stream. Now, in this village was a girl named Chiang Fa, which means long hair, because her hair was so beautiful, it was black and it shone like the wings of a raven, and it reached down well past her knees. Well, every day, Chiang Fa would go down the mountain, the 5 miles to the stream and back, and then she would take her pigs up into the mountains to eat. You see, she lived with her mother, who was blind, and the only way they had to earn money was by raising the pigs. One day, Chiang Fa took her pigs way up into the mountain, and they were rooting around looking for turnips. Not like turnips that we have. These were turnips the size of your head, and the pigs loved to eat those greens. Well, up on a rocky cliff, she saw some turnip greens. And she thought, oh, this will be great for my pigs. This will be wonderful. She grabbed hold and she pulled and she pulled and it was stuck. She pulled harder and harder, and finally that turnip came flying out, and behind it came water. Water flowing out of the mountain. Chiang Fa stared in disbelief. Here was water. And then the turnip flew out of her hands. It went back into the mountain like a plug. And a great wind came and whirled her around and whirled her around and took her high up into a cave. And there she saw a figure dressed in yellow. The skin looked yellow, the hair was yellow, the beard was yellow, the eyes were yellow. And the figure turned to Chiang Fa and said, I am the spirit of this mountain. That water belongs to me. You will never tell anyone where it is. Because if you do, you will die. And with that, a whirlwind came and it took her around and around and around and set her back down with her pigs. And Chiang Fa went home. She didn't tell anyone about the water high up in the mountain. But every day, she watched everyone in her village carry the buckets down and back up. She watched the little children. She watched the old people. She watched them get blisters on their hands and their feet become sore and cut. And every day she grew sadder and sadder. And every day her hair began to change ever so slowly. Over time, Chiang Fa's beautiful long black hair began to turn white. And after several months, her hair was no longer black like the raven's wing, but white like the snow. And finally, one day, as she watched an old, old man coming back up the mountain with his water, just as he got to his door, he tripped, and the water fell into the ground. And slowly he picked himself up again and began to walk down the mountain. Chiang Fa stopped him and said, no, no, I know where there's water. I know where there's water. She couldn't stand knowing anymore. So she got as many people as would follow her. She said, bring things, bring axes, bring shovels. And they went up into the mountains. She found the spot where the turnip had grown. And she began to pull and pull. And she called everyone to grab hold of her. And they pulled and pulled. And together they pulled out that turnip. And the water began to flow down the mountain. Well, Chiang Fa said, quickly, quickly, take your axes, take your knives, chop up the turnip. And they cut it into 1,000 pieces. And she said, now dig, dig at the mountain, dig at the mountain. They pulled at the mountain. They pulled with their hands against the rock and the mud. And it opened up into a great waterfall. It was then the whirlwind came and it took Chiang Fa and swung her around and around and around and it placed her back at the cave. And the spirit of the mountain was there. And the spirit of the mountain was angry. The spirit said, I told you, you would die. You will hang suspended in the icy water forever, for all eternity, and you will be in pain forever. Chiang Fa looked at the figure and said, please, let me go home. My mother is old and blind, and I have to find someone to take care of her. Please, let me go home, and I will return. The spirit said, fine, all right, you may go, but if you do not return, it will be worse for you. And the next thing Chang Fa knew is she was in the village. And she kissed her mother goodbye, and she talked to the neighbors, and they would care for her. She did not tell her mother where she was going. And slowly Chang Fa walked back up the mountain. And as she walked, she saw things that she hadn't noticed before, like the flowers and the plants and the trees, and she listened to the birds because she knew she would never hear them again. As she stroked a banyan tree that she had sat under in the shade for so many days with her pigs, she stroked the tree and said, I will miss you the most. And a figure stepped out from behind the tree. A figure that was green. The hair was green. The skin looked green. The clothing, the eyes looked green. And the figure said, Chang Fa, I am the spirit of this tree, and I can help you. The figure turned and showed a statue. It looked just like Chang Fa, except it had no hair. And the spirit of the tree said, I will place the statue in the waterfall. The mountain spirit will never know the difference, but I must have your hair. Well, the spirit placed its hands over Chang Fa's head, and her head began to tingle. And the spirit lifted the hair off Chang Fa's head and placed it onto the statue. The spirit placed the statue lying face down so the white hair flowed over the waterfall. And Chang Fa stood and stared. Her hair was gone. She was bald. It was then the spirit of the tree came back and said, Chang Fa, I will help you again. And again the hands were placed over her head, and her head tingled and tingled, and her hair began to grow back. And it grew and grew and grew and grew. It grew down well past her knees, and the hair grew back black, black as a raven's wing, and it shone in the sun. And Chang Fa walked down the mountain, back to her village and to her mother.